Isaiah chapter 16. Send a tribute lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah to the desert, to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. And it will come to pass that the daughters of Moab will be like a wandering bird, from a rejected nest at the Arnon fords. Obtain advice, execute justice, cast your shadow like the night at noon, hide those driven out. Do not betray the wanderer. Let those of mine who have been driven out dwell with you. Moab, be a shelter from the plunderer for them, for the oppressor will come to nothing. Plundering will come to an end, and they who tread down will be obliterated from the land. And a throne will be established in kindness, and he will sit on it in truth in David's tent, judging and seeking justice, and being quick with righteousness. And we have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud, with his haughtiness and his pride and his presumptuousness. His lies are groundless. This is why Moab will wail. Each one will wail for all Moab. You will lament the foundations of Kir Hareseth, seeing how much they have been battered. For the cornfields of Heshbon languish, as does the vine of Sibmah. The Gentile rulers have struck its tendrils. They have reached Jazer. Those struck wander in the desert. Its shoots have been forsaken. Those forsaken have crossed the sea. That is why I will tearfully weep for Jazer and the vine of Sibmah. I will saturate you with my tears, Heshbon and Elealeh, for a war cry has fallen against your summer fruit and against your harvest. And joy and rejoicing will be taken away from the orchard, and in the vineyards there will be neither shouting for joy nor jubilation. The treader will not tread wine in the wine vats. I have put a stop to shouting. That is why my inward parts are humming for Moab, like a harp, and my inside for Kir Heres. And it will come to pass that it will be seen that Moab is weary on the idolatrous raised site. And it will go to its sanctuary to pray, but it will not gain strength. This is the word which the Lord spoke to Moab at that time. But the Lord has spoken now and said, in 3 years, according to the contractual years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be made light of, despite all its vast multitude, and the remnant will be few, minute, and by no means great.